This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I'm your guest host, Kimberly Rinn. We are live on Facebook at our website, therealside.com, where you can join the chat room and hang out on Facebook and make commentary on what we're talking about on the show. On this hour, I have a guest from New Hampshire. He's a New Hampshire state representative who has decided not to run for re-election, but has started a new initiative called the Patriot Initiative. Josh Moore, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kim. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. Now, tell us what the Patriot Initiative is.
Yeah, so we're essentially in the business now of restoring culture in government. There's been a lot of talk about culture, especially the last year. And one of the things that I've been looking at, especially since serving in the legislature now the last 4 years, is when people talk about legislating morality and conversations like that, there's only but so much you can do with legislation. And legislation, like a Band-Aid, is not going to solve the problem. You know, it's put certain parameters in place, but it does not solve the problem ultimately. So one thing I believe we have to really get back to is we have to begin to change the hearts and minds of the culture and the people that are in the culture. We have to get back to families and talking about moms and dads and how to raise kids right in the first place. Getting back to the responsibility of things. And one of the things that we'll be talking about through first education and communication is talking about the goals and the values of the founding fathers. We want to go right back to that and teach people how to articulate those values and apply them to today's current issues. And from there, we're going to help people run for office. So what we want to do is raise people up, young and old alike, anybody who wants to run. We want to get them equipped with the knowledge and the understanding of the founding values to run for public office and activism, getting involved in that way, and begin to restore what we've lost, our culture, because everything is a reflection of our culture, and including and especially government. So it's a real issue that we need to deal with.
Now, what made you think of starting this organization?
Yeah, so I would say it was a couple of years ago. I would say coming out of my first term into my second term, I really became, I guess you could call it an epiphany. I was kind of thinking to myself, something more has to be done. I cannot just keep coming to the state house attempting to argue. Well, you know, Glenn Beck has a book out, The Arguing with Idiots, and I just can't keep doing that all day. I mean, we've talked a lot about the Democrats and how things go, and including Republicans, too. I include both parties in this, and I speak as a Republican, too. There's a lot of people who don't have a great understanding or grasp, and oftentimes are very malicious in nature about how they go about solving these problems. So it really got into my heart and soul. I started thinking about it. I said, we really have to go for the root of the problem, the root of the issues we're dealing with. which again is culture, is the family. Everything starts in the family. Every single solitary problem we see going on in the world and in our government and in our culture all boils down back to the family. That's the one thing we have to go after. I mean, you got kids coming out of college now who don't even understand the three branches of government. You know, a lot of self-proclaimed socialists from these high schools. You got Charlie Kirk out there with Turning Point USA who's exposing a lot of this stuff, and it's a real problem. But we don't see a lot of people raising people up to run for public office and become really effective activists. I think that's really important, is taking back our government and restoring it with integrity and honest people. You know that old joke, you say all the politicians are all liars, you know? Not all of them. There's a few of us out there that are still have good intentions. But we really need good men and women back in. And it used to be that way, and unfortunately it's not.
Right, yeah, it's become more of a popularity contest or who can give you more free stuff as opposed to what it should be. Now,
yeah.
Do you, and I know, you know, you worked in the state house, and New Hampshire is obviously a little bit different, but do you think that part of the reason Trump was elected in 2016 was some of what you're talking about? Like the culture is might be, it's become, because I agree with you, it's become horrifyingly bad. But, you know, Trump was sort of more for the mainstream, the culture you're talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Do you think that
yeah, absolutely. I think we saw a large demographic of people sort of comparable to the Reagan era, where you had a lot of different people come out of the woodworks, people who hadn't voted before. A lot of Christians came out to vote. Evangelicals came out in droves. It was crazy. And then you had a lot of blue dog Democrats, as few of them seem to exist today, right? You had a lot of different people coming out of different political affiliations all coming together to say, we're tired of what's going on. This world has gone nuts. You know, America has gone crazy. And I really do. I think that's how he got elected. I think people were just so sick and tired of the junk that's going on. And while Trump has not had the perfect past, I really do. I think the man has grown exponentially in the last 2 years, especially when he started running. I think when he started running for president, he really started to get a good pulse as to what was really going on and the danger we have in our culture and society. And I think he realized something. He said, oh, my gosh, we really do need to fight. You know, we need to go back to this. And so I think that's what it did. A lot of people came out to vote, and they said, we're tired of it. And we're seeing that now, especially coming up to the 2018 midterm election. A lot of vitriol, a lot of malicious behavior, people that are very, very angry. And I keep telling people, Kim, and we've you and I have chatted before about this, I actually see people, and I have a perfect example. I hear all the time about mental health, and I was chatting with some family members today about it. You know, you hear about mental health, and that's a real problem, but I think it's more in the heart. The heart is the problem. Going back to the heart, that's what we've got to get.
You know what? That's a great point. Hang on 1 second. We'll be right back after this break. Well, don't go away.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has none.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. You can also check us out on TheRealSide.com, where we have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show on the go. My guest tonight is a current New Hampshire State Representative, Josh Moore, who has started a new organization called the Patriot Initiative, and we're talking about that and boosting the culture and getting activism out there to get the same type of people into office that actually should be in office. Thanks again for joining me tonight, Josh.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for having me.
So now I have a question for you. What has been the response so far to your new initiative?
The response has been extremely positive. I've been attending events, different events around the state. I was just at one last night where we had one of our congressional candidates present, and people are excited. One of the things is people don't have hope anymore. There's a lack of it, and there's so much negativity and so much junk going around that people are put down. They're depressed. They're not optimistic. They're completely pessimistic about the future and things to come. So when we provide them a vision and a way out and hope, a plan of action that makes sense, their spirits are lifted. It's really fun to see people's spirits lifted. That I love to be there for people and inspiring people to make a difference and move forward and to fulfill their purpose if they believe it is in government and bringing integrity back to culture. It's wonderful.
No, it is. And, do you think that the behavior over the past few years of the left has also helped make a difference in how people are viewing what's actually going on?
Yeah, I do. I really do believe that. The left has been put on display. It's funny. This kind of goes back to the mental health point that I was making at the end of the segment earlier. We've seen the left completely unhinged, especially the last 2 years since Trump has been elected to office and won his presidency. It's been quite remarkable, actually, watching this happen, because I kind of saw this coming. I attended high school, and I already saw this sort of vitriol and animosity toward people of different views back then. I mean, I graduated in 2008, so we saw this back then. This is not really – I don't believe this is a mental health thing we're dealing with. We're dealing with a real heart problem. I mean, people are barbaric now. I don't know if you saw the tweet out from one of the ladies recently, professor at one of the Georgetown University, I believe it was,
yes.
Or maybe it was another one, when she talks about dismembering people and feeding their body parts to pigs. That's barbaric. That's horrible. That actually, by definition, is the Nazi-like movement. I mean, that is akin to it. So that's a real problem. You've got people talking this way openly now, professors, and it's an issue. So that's one of the things, again, that we are now in existence to do the Patriot Initiative. We're one of many groups I know out there, but we want to do our part in making a difference in restoring integrity back to what has been lost, because that's the root of the problem. So, people talk about government, too. Government being the problem? No, government is a result of the problem.
Right.
Corrupt government. But the root is family, because family produces individuals that end up becoming bad liars and cheating stealers, and then they get into government and they corrupt government. So,
Wait, Josh, aren't you a millennial?
Oh, man, I know. I totally forgot. I am. I'm supposed to be one of those entitled, and I'm supposed to be a socialist. I'm supposed to be a Marxist out there riling people up and getting people to assault other people. Oh, man. I'm not supposed to know the constitutional issues.
Here you are, and not only have you been a state rep for the past 4 years, but now you're starting this organization that really a lot of people are going to totally understand where you're going with this, because we have had some serious culture issues, and I don't know if you agree with this, but it's all been pushed, in my opinion, by the left, from K through 12 education to higher education to the media to Hollywood. I mean, those people are out of their minds. And that all, you know, hits everyone, and they think that that's normal behavior. But in reality, it's not.
No, you absolutely nailed it. I don't disagree one bit. I'm fully in agreement with that statement. In fact, I'll even go as far as to say, yes. So I, as you know, that I served on the House Committee on Education all 4 years so far since I've been in office. And it's been amazing watching even the representatives from the college community and university system come in and talk about what they're doing. And it's bad. I mean, they're pushing real bad stuff in the colleges, in the high schools, in the elementary schools. You know, the transgender stuff they're pushing is we had to fight here in New Hampshire against HB 1319. There's a lot of real bad stuff they're pushing. And I totally agree with you when we're talking about education. Again, that's where it all starts because you have young, impressionable minds when you have kids in school. That's why the left did it. The left hijacked public education. They totally hijacked it, and they indoctrinate our kids, and they teach them all kinds of filth, and it's over the top. We don't even teach anymore. You know, most schools I don't think really teach any longer. The public school system, I've already admitted, I told them in committee, I said, this is corruption, man. And they were flabbergasted. In fact, I called one of the representatives from the education system, I called him a communist in the hallway, and he was shocked. I said, no, this is what you're doing, though. This, you're pushing this stuff. He even referred to them as college students as test subjects. I mean, I heard that with my own ears. So it's a real problem. It's a real problem going on. You nailed it. You hit it right on the head there, talking about education. It's one thing we have to get back. We have to take back our educational system. So,
well, a lot of people are homeschooling now or finding alternative forms of education from public school. Obviously, that will not work out, you know, because there's still millions of kids who are going to have to go through public schools. How do you change education when it's been so infused? And I personally believe it was because unions got involved in the 70s. That's when it started to go downhill. But how do you change that, what's already infused and ingrained and sort of inbred into at least the K-12 system?
So I think there are two or three different ways you can do this. You nailed it right on the head there. First of all, starting with the unions, the Department of Education is unconstitutional in the first place. I think that was one of the biggest steps to hijacking education in the first place, having the federal government, which has absolutely no constitutional authority under Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution to have its hand in education. So there's a lot of different ways we can do it, but we can talk about that when the break's over and we come back. It's a good discussion.
Yeah, no, that's great. Let's check that out on the other side. We'll be right back, and we'll continue this discussion with Josh Moore, New Hampshire State Representative.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is expected to send its findings in the investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to Capitol Hill soon. Three moderate Republican senators didn't like President Trump's mocking of Christine Blasey Ford during the rally last night in Mississippi, and neither did Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
President Trump's outright mockery of a sexual assault survivor, riddled as it was with falsehoods, was reprehensible beneath the office of the presidency and beneath common decency from one person to another.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
She's been treated like a Fabergé egg by all of us, beginning with me and the president. He's pointing out factual inconsistencies. Do you have corroboration for her claims? Can you fill in her memory gaps or her factual inconsistencies?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Welcome back to The Real Sides with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe tonight. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check us out at therealside.com. And I am online right now with Josh Moore, who is a New Hampshire state rep and has also started a new organization called the Patriot Initiative. And now, Josh, we were talking about before the break, we were talking about education. What do you think can be done about that? And thank you for joining the show, by the way. Sorry. I'm talking to you like it's normal talk, right?
Yeah, no, that's good. No, as far as education goes, you know, like I said, it's the Department of Education is a problem to begin with. But at the same time, I also think we need to start off with the grassroots style, like we do here in New Hampshire. I think that's really what it's going to boil down to. Number one, parents, if they feel the need to, should pull their kids out of the public school system and begin to raise them up themselves. Otherwise, the public school system is going to do it. The second part is, I would also say this, parents who have children who are already knowledgeable and who have an understanding, a firm understanding of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Founding Fathers and the founding values of this nation, what they should do is send their kids in as warriors in the school system. That's what my parents did with me. We moved up to plant a church here in New Hampshire 14 years ago, and when I entered the school system, it sent their kids as warriors to go to the school system. That's what the foreign guard came from. Or I get in the school system and I combat them. I say, look, this is not the right thing. The teachers are going to teach what they're going to teach, right? But as a student, right. I have every right to combat this and say, no, that's not okay. That's not what the Constitution says. You need to follow by that instead. And so students can be doing that. That's another way to tackle it. But if you have parents sending their kids out and raising them up and training them, sending them to organizations like the Patriot Initiative or other organizations in their state, that's where it begins. You start to take it back. We have to become proactive in fighting back against tyranny. That's what has to be done. That's what we're up against. So no more of this pessimism. We don't need more pessimism. People need hope. People need to be optimistic. They need to have a vision and a plan in place and ready to take on what needs to be taken on. Because we have to take our nation back, and I will not bend over, and I will not take it any longer. And I don't think of millions of other people like me will either, including yourself.
Well, and that's why a lot of people are rejecting the behavior of Democrats. They rejected Hillary Clinton. I mean, in New Hampshire, we had all Republicans, so to speak, in control in the state. And it's the first time we had a Republican governor in, what, 12 years or something? So it seems to be making a difference as long as it keeps up. I mean, people need to keep fighting. And as long as the left keeps behaving the horrifying way they are, I can understand people getting angry and saying, you know, we shouldn't get rid of these people. Like, not get rid of them like the left would like to do with us, but get rid of them at the ballot box.
That's correct. Yeah, I think one thing that really needs to happen, and this is going to sound a little harsh, you know, as they say, judgmental, but these people, especially these Marxist type, they need to be ostracized from society, honestly. They need to go away. We need to shut them down so hardcore. They are free to live here and do what they want and go have a job or whatever, but they don't need any real say. As far as voting goes, they can do that too. But voters should be, as you said, voting them out. We should have enough sense in us to say, look, you don't care about freedom, liberty, the Constitution, the Declaration. You just need to be out. We don't want you. We don't care what you think because you're not for liberty. You are not for the American way. You don't believe in any of what we espouse and the values that we hold. So that has to become a thing. We have to begin to push back and say enough is enough. We want to raise our kids in a free nation full of liberty so we can pursue our dreams. Thomas Jefferson, penman of the Declaration of Independence, stated that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the Democrats and some Republicans don't believe in any of the three, right?
Right.
So obviously, that's an issue, and that's one of the things, again, we want to bring back. We want to help people understand these are the tenets you need to believe in if you want to be an effective constitutionalist in the state house, whatever state you're running in U.S.
Right.
Congress. So, yep.
And so do you think that a lot of people, you know, obviously you're going to be, you're starting in New Hampshire, but you're planning on going national with this, correct?
Yep, absolutely. That's what we love to do is just build it up and build it up and keep moving.
Yeah, you know, there's people across the country who believe the same as you and they just maybe don't necessarily have the tools to get to where they want to get to in order to get these, you know, terrible people out and get good people in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. New Hampshire, as you know, we tend to be more of a purple state. So we flip back and forth, Democrat, Republican, and it's such a mix. I mean, we'll lose the House and then we'll have the Senate and we'll have the Executive Council, but not the governor. It is absolutely, there's no rhyme or reason to why one party.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, Josh. There's a rhyme or reason. We allow out-of-state people to vote in this state. And when people that are listening, that means college students who should be voting via absentee ballot at their home state vote in New Hampshire. And they literally suppress the votes of actual Granite Staters, actual New Hampshire residents. And we're hopefully changing that in 2019 by legislation that went through. But they have basically taken over some elections because out-of-state students, out-of-state people in general, are allowed to vote in New Hampshire. And hopefully that'll be changing in 2019, but we'll see what happens this year because the left's spending a lot of money in this state to buy Democrats into office, and they'll get the help of all these out-of-state students who they keep promoting to vote.
Nope, you got it. That's exactly right. And as far as moving, beginning to go national and pushing this stuff, people who agree with us, absolutely. There's people all over the U.S. There's tens of millions of us. We are actually the majority. I refuse to even accept this notion that these Marxists and these people who don't care about liberty, I refuse to accept the fact that they're the majority. I don't think they are. I think the media, the leftists own the media, and therefore they give them the biggest platform, and they make it look like they're the majority, but they're really not. We have a lot of very good men and women who live in this nation. A lot of us are really great people. We just want to fight for our liberty. And one of the things, though, that I have experienced, and again, is legislation. I know what it's like to be in public office, whereas not a lot of these other organizations have that kind of experience. So that's one thing that I think we have going for us with the Patriot Initiative as we move forward and begin to make a difference. That's what we want to do. You know, we want to be cooperative with other organizations, too, which is the fun part. You know, teaming up with one another and saying, hey, we're not all separate. We're all together in this. So we each play our little role, and we work together in this whole battle and culture war, you know. So it's a lot of work.
No, absolutely.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I never like to leave a conversation without giving people hope.
Right. Well, and that's – wait a minute. I thought Obama was all about hope.
Yeah, hope and change. Yeah, we saw how that worked out real well.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So now, you know, what can people do? So you're not in other states yet. You're just in New Hampshire now. You're starting up. You've already got people and you're talking about it. What can people do in other states, do you think, to start kind of talking with others about this same idea? Because I know, I agree with you. I think a lot of people think this is important. A lot of people talk about it, but they don't really know how to talk about it to other people to see what they can do to promote it.
Yeah, that's actually a really fantastic question. So the first thing I would say, what people are doing not necessarily wrong, but it's not exactly the most effective approach. A lot of people are joining campaigns and helping people to get in and win. That's fantastic. We've got a lot of great men and women across the country right now that are running for public office. People are trying to help them get in, and win their election. That's great. But you asked a really good question, and how can they get back, and how can we actually talk about the culture war? How can we get involved at the grassroots level and really make a difference? Because that's the hardest part for people. Most people go, that's why they go for legislation, because it's the easiest thing to fix to the problem, but it's really not a fix. So what people can do is they should be contacting churches, they should be contacting nonprofits, because there's a lot of nonprofits out there that want to have volunteers hooking up with them so they can begin to make that an effective change. I would even say this, people are more than welcome out of state to contact us. And, I've got public information on the State House website. Our website will be going live soon anyway, but people can contact us through the Patriot Initiative on Facebook, and we can put people in contact with organizations that are in their respective state. You know, if you live in Florida, we can put you in contact with folks in Florida. We can put in connections and everything. So there's a lot of ways people can do that, but that was a very, very good question.
Oh, no, that's awesome. We're going to take another break, but we will be back and we will continue the discussion in a few minutes. So don't go away, guys. We'll be right back after the break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. If you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I think we might have lost Kimberly Moran, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Yay. No, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Because you know what? I am so sorry that that happened. I'm Kimberly Moran, and I'm a moron. I had the mute button on. I apologize. Please don't anyone flip out. I don't do that often, but I on occasion do that.
Well, there you
I
go.
Am, and Tammy's going to kill me.
Nope. Take
Can
it
you
away,
hear me
girl.
Now?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm here with New Hampshire State Rep. Josh Moore, and we've been talking about the Patriot Initiative for the past segment. And Josh, you know, I know we've been talking about this. You're launching it in New Hampshire. You're going to get it throughout the nation. What are you thinking about the upcoming midterm elections?
Oh, I got to tell you, it's hard to know what to think sometimes. We really haven't seen much anything like this before, at least in my lifetime. You know, I haven't been around too long. I'm 29. But when I'm looking at what's coming up, there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of flipping going on, too. Actually, I think you had mentioned it earlier in the segment. It was another one of your guests talking about how even the Democrats with this walk-away campaign, you have a lot of independents who are saying, what is up with this? I think there's a lot of people that are flipping their switch and heading over the Republican side. And I have to say, you and I have had conversations about this before. As a Republican, I look at my own party and I'm like, there's so many cowards in this party. I mean, why won't we stand up? And all of a sudden, God bless Senator Lindsey Graham. I don't know what got into him. I honestly think John McCain ran it like a mob, because when he passed, you know, no disrespect to his passing, of course, but when he did, all of a sudden, Lindsey Graham just goes AWOL and he's kicking butt now. I mean, he is kicking butt. He is on fire.
Yeah.
I said, well, where's Lindsey Graham been the whole time? You know, I said,
right.
This is good. I think that's a good sign. I really do. Your other guest, in fact, said that we're now looking at 25,000. I believe that was the number, 25,000 votes that the Democrats are losing each day now across the country.
Wow,
that's
yeah.
That's a huge number. So those are my thoughts. I think there's going to be – I don't know how big the red wave is. I don't know if it's going to be a tsunami or anything like that. But I think there's a lot of change coming. Regardless of whether we the people win or lose, we will win in the end because we have liberty at our side, you know. So I think we'll do just fine regardless.
Well, and the thing is – people, you know, I know the left likes to, Democrats like to say people only got crumbs for tax cuts, but that made a difference to some people. And they actually see that they did get something. And
yeah,
people are working. It's an employees market right now because there's so many jobs that can't be filled. So people are getting paid more because they can kind of demand to get paid more because employees need employees. I mean, there's a lot of good things going on and good things happening, and Democrats don't offer anything to make it better, and in fact, they offer things to make it worse. I mean, have you ever heard them offer anything good?
Never. I've never, you know, and I'll even say this, what really frustrates me, especially working at the State House, is, you know, being a state rep the last 4 years, and I've looked at it nationally, too. You know, my dad has been around for a long time, been focusing on politics for, you know, much of his life. When have the Democrats ever in their life worked across the aisle to help the Republicans? But Republicans, time and time again, have stepped across the aisle to help Democrats. We're always compromising, and I really do think that the Republicans in this country, particularly we, the American people, independents and Republicans alike, are really fed up with it. We're saying, we don't want any more of your garbage. You're done. Your party is just about dead entirely. No one wants your filth. No one wants your garbage. You don't offer anything of use or benefit to this country. You're anti-American. You're mad and angry and hateful to everybody. You shut people down, so we're having none of it. And I think that's what the people are going to say on election day here in next month. It's going to be a sweep across the nation. I'm looking forward to it. I like to see bad people defeated, and I like to see good people rise up and take the authority and power back. I love it. I love it when we the people win. I do. It's great.
I know. I'm with you. I'm actually, you know, collecting ballot results from different poll areas on the seacoast in New Hampshire, which I've been doing for a few years now for Decision Desk. And it's always interesting to see the results. You know, they're the first ones who actually get them reported out there. They have the best record for doing it, best and most accurate record for doing it now. So it's always interesting just to see little portions of results from little smaller places on election night. And then I get to come home and see what happened everywhere else. So it's going to be a long night, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, I think we'll all be up all night. it'll be one of those.
As usual.
Be drinking any alcohol, tequila, wine, or anything like that. You have a little party over there.
Oh my God, yeah. Of course. I don't know about a party, just to drink after the next five weeks now. So it's like four. Oh God, it's 4 weeks. So the next 4 weeks are going to be absolutely insane around the country, as people, you know, this is it. This is the final push for the midterm elections, and people are they're gearing up. They're you can tell already the energy is higher. People are really working to get their name out there, get their information out there, knocking on doors, whatever it is everybody's doing, and you can just see it. And you know,
yeah.
the last month is probably the worst, the most brutal, because you never know what's going to happen.
That's exactly right. And you, Bob, you know, Kim, you're a huge Second Amendment advocate, which I appreciate and love. And I know other Second Amendment advocates also appreciate. And I saw a comment on Facebook earlier today, and somebody was talking about how the Kavanaugh or anybody really, whomever is confirmed to the Supreme Court as a conservative Second Amendment supporter, this is our last straw. Like, this is our last line of defense. And I commented and I told him, no, this is our last line of legal defense. That needs to be defined, legal defense, because if that fails, my last line of defense is me holding my AR-15 at the front door telling the bureaucrats, come and take it from my dead cold hands. That's really the last line of defense when it boils down to it. No, because people don't think revolutionary.
Yeah.
They don't think revolutionary anymore. People think, oh, if the government tells me I can't, then we're all going to just die and roll over. I'm like, no, you should be fighting to take your government back, but at the same time, you should be willing to fight back if necessary. That's what Thomas Jefferson believed. I don't get why people don't have a mindset like that. You know, and that's the last resort, mind you. That is the last resort. We don't want to have a war or anything like that.
Nobody ever wants to have that happen ever again, but we did have it happen, and that's why we exist. Otherwise, you and I would be drinking tea and crumpets. You know,
that's right.
We wouldn't be having this conversation probably.
The left, they really do. I believe the left and Marxists, these are communists, and they want a war. They want to have justified actions to begin firing back. They've already done it. Scalise. Does everybody forget that Scalise was nearly assassinated in D.C. last year?
Right.
When they were playing baseball, I mean, Rand Paul was tackled in his front yard. I mean, these people are violent. They so badly want to hurt people. it's ridiculous.
Now, before,
I mean, they're on
we'll keep, Josh, before we go, like, we have a couple minutes, but before we go, tell people where they can find your organization to look into it. I know you're on Facebook and you're on your website isn't quite finished yet, but I know you do have some information out there already.
Yeah. So like I said, on Facebook, the Patriot Initiative, we're also on Twitter. And if you go to the Patriot Initiative USA.org, that's the Patriot Initiative USA.org. It's long, but if you go on there, you can at least type in your name and your email, and you can get on our newsletter and get updates and stuff as we begin to roll this website out soon live. So we'll be pushing all that out and doing live videos and everything and doing webinars and doing organized events around the state and getting people ready to take their nation back and restore culture and government.
That's awesome. Now, what do you think Kavanaugh is going to be seated?
I wish I could say yes. I don't know. I'd like to think so. You know, actually, Greg Gutfeld from Fox News, it was funny. He said, if he does, we get him. If he doesn't, we just go on to the next Supreme Court nominee, which is actually a more conservative person. So we really win either way. I said, actually, that's true. We can't really lose. I think it's pretty clear at this point. The Democrats just don't want anybody. They're trying to they're destroying the institution. So you know what I said, actually, Kim? You know what I think should happen? I think we should go back to the way it was 100 years ago, where we reduced it from 9 justices to 5. five justices and put the Supreme Court back underneath the Capitol building, that'll really trigger the left. And we'll keep the five that we conservatives have about that. Let's do that. Let's just really tick them off.
So thank you so much for joining me. My guest has been Josh Moore, New Hampshire State Rep, started the Patriot Initiative. And we will be here on the other side where my guest will be author Jeff Reynolds, where we will be talking about the Kavanaugh hearing, revisiting after Jeff was on with me last week on the eve of the Kavanaugh hearings. So we'll be right back. Go to the website, check out the stations and time, get your drink.